Have you learned anything from making a solo album that you will take back to the Manics with you?
Only one small thing, really. That I'm not interested in pursuing anything beyond my first idea anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the last time that kind of like we let our instincts guide us was Know Your Enemy, which wasn't perfect, but I saw life a lot of Know Your Enemy. Then after that, you know, Lifeblood, and so it's, you know, the track we put on the greatest hits. Mm-hmm. Was the first time that we just started chasing something beyond our first idea, something yep. beyond our instinct.
Mm-hmm.
And like when I started the solo album, when I started it, I started again chasing something beyond the first idea. Yep. And then on the solo session only went right when I started relying on my first idea, in other words, my instinct.
Yeah.
And that's what's guided myself and Nick back to the New Manics album.
Yeah.
I think we're much better. For all the kind of like reams of quotes and kind of like verbiosity and kind of like and just general wordplay that's gone on around our career, I still think we're at our best when we're being instinctual. Mm-hmm. Holy Bible was a very instinctual
yeah.
reaction. Even our first album was very instinctual. Where From a Skull was, Know Your Enemy was, and I just think we're at our best when we're aligning our
yeah.
instincts. And I think we're at our best when we're assuming that what's in our heads can be translated to hearts
yeah.
and therefore just rely on it.
Yeah.
You know.